Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wiles.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are
Guys Next Door.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
And I am not Fly Rye.
We are the guys next door. Mm-hmm. Well, Che is here. Ryan is a little bit under the weather.
Yep.
But it's not COVID, I'll tell you that much.
I'm about to say, what weather is he under right now? Is it the warm, sunny skies of Los Angeles? Is it the nice dewy mountains of whatever beach he's on? Like, what weather are we talking about, brother?
Wow. You think you know a guy. You think you know a guy. And I mean, if we are kicking his back in, Ryan is on the sunny beaches somewhere in Los Cabos.
Cabos.
Somewhere where it takes a passport to get. Yeah, Ryan's there instead of here with us. But we are here. So be appreciative.
Yeah.
Because we love you. For the Fly Ride fans.
But, you know, we love you.
He doesn't love you. He can't love you like we love you. Neighborhood, you know, is true.
Talk about it, Mouse.
Because if you ever had a podcast host that always be here, me and Matt gonna be your man.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. This is a very different time, because usually it is you and Ryan that are here. And my, how the tables have turned.
One thing about it is Mouse Jones is going to be consistent, ladies and gentlemen. I may be toxic, but I'm always fucking here. Okay?
That is very true.
Mac Wilds and Fly Roddy will leave you hanging at the fucking drop of a dime.
Okay.
But Mouse Jones.
Mouse Jones. Hey. Relax.
Okay,
just started tossing everybody under the bus. Like, wasn't everybody was a speed bump?
Excuse me.
He hit the reverse on that one too.
Was that the express bus, nigga? Like, nigga,
that was an express. Yeah, I didn't stop. That was an express. That's going low. That's going straight uptown.
Jesus,
no stops.
Christ.
No local stops. That's going straight there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. That is very unprofessional of us. We are laughing at what's going on in our group chat. That's my apologies. But what I would like to do in a very professional manner is thank you guys for listening. Who? Yes, the guys next door neighborhood. We thank you guys for continually listening, making sure that you are showing your support. So we're just going to ask that you keep supporting us. So make sure you subscribe, rate, and if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, leave a comment. Okay, yep. Make sure you head over to our Patreon. Don't be a motherfucking Hakeem all your life. Don't be a Kimmy Gibbler all your life. Don't be a fucking moocher and a leech all your life. We are giving you grade A content over here, and then we go put an extra time to give y'all exclusive Patreon content. So
top
go
notch.
Over to Patreon, top notch. So head over to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod and subscribe. Become a patron. We got exclusive content over there. Mac and Chris are about to do the compatibility test. So that'll be up there. Y'all will get to see that.
Yeah.
We're giving away merch and all that good stuff. So make sure you head over there on patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Subscribe to the Patreon. And make sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at guysnextdoorpod. And last but not least, if you'd like a letter read on air, send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Now, it's very simple rules what you got to do. First and foremost, what do you have to do? You got to put your own fake name in the subject line, or Che is going to read what's in front of her. Very, very, very Ron Burgundy-like.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Second, and most importantly, if you are writing us a relationship question, doesn't have to be. But if it is a relationship-based question, we only ask that you send a picture of yourself and the suitor, so that way we know how to properly give the advice. Because I never want to give fat advice to a skinny person. Never want to give good-looking advice to an ugly person. Got to keep the scales balanced. Mac.
Yes, sir.
Before we get in this episode, dude, we have a good shit black man and a goddamn black man.
Yes, we do, my good brother. First and foremost, I want to say thank you guys for coming out. And as you guys always do, you know, you're listening to the Guys Next Door. And we hear the one thing that we appreciate more than anything is advancement of the black man, which leads me to the good shit black man. Now, Kevin Richardson of the Exonerated Five receives the first honorary bachelor's degree in Syracuse University history. Now, I don't know if you guys understand or if you guys have seen When They See Us, if you guys understand the story and the plight of these five young men, between being locked up at such a young age, getting out, having to figure out their own lives, especially within the workforce, trying to make something of themselves until a few years later, which honestly from now was maybe like 10 years ago. I think about 10 years ago. Yeah. They were finally exonerated and they were finally given money, for what has gone down. Now to think, your entire life being a young man, I think these guys were no older than 13, 14 years old, if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Right now. Being Absolutely. Locked up for...
Kevin Richardson was actually the youngest of them all. I think he was 12.
For these kids to be that young and to be locked up for what our current president says should have been for life.
No, he called for their death. Remember, yeah. he took out a front page.
He took out a full page ad.
A full page, yes, yeah, a full page.
He took out
ad.
A full page ad
calling for the hanging
for the death of these young black men, for something so wild and heinous. And mind you, the crime is ridiculous. But for these young men who had absolutely nothing to do with the crime, weren't even around, just happened to be on the other side of the park to get arrested. And for this, this is kind of like one of those beautiful, it's like a beautiful fairy tale, bro. Like you really think about it. They have seen such hardship. There's nobody that I can think of that deserves this more. There's nobody who I can think of that deserves not only this honorary title more, but deserves to be able to smile and deserves and like all of their things given to them. So good shit, Kevin Richardson. And honestly, good shit to whoever at Syracuse who understood and saw what they saw inside of him, man. That is very big. We appreciate y'all.
Oh. Now, what do we switching gears? We started high, and just like a toxic digger, we're about to bring them low. What do we got? What do we got for goddamn it, black man?
All right. It pains me to speak on this, but it's necessary, right? We have this week in the goddamn black man segment, Blueface detailing his bedroom activities and admitting that he was burnt last year. Let's see if we can take a quick listen to this young black man speaking on his atrocities.
It is what it is. What's the most women you ever been with in one time?
Wait.
I don't run into the same variety. Now I'm just, you know, got money.
Wait, hold on.
Locations.
Understand this. I want you to understand this, young.
Yeah.
The baddest.
Oh, they got the one. Yeah, they didn't want to burn him.
Well, how many times you got burnt?
All right, he threw me off. Let me see. Probably before 2000. Wait. I ain't been burnt since like 2000. Probably like
19. 2019, that was last year.
Yeah.
All right. I can stop it right there. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that we're in 2020. This young man said that he was burnt. The last time he was burnt was 2019. I can understand. I can understand the game. I can understand. When you are
playing to win if you're not out here getting burnt?
Listen. I can understand the game. The constant roll of the dice. Let's see what I come back with. You know, some you might come back with something amazing. You might come back with crabs. But either way,
hey, listen, man.
Is it really
curable STDs. I'm with it, man. I'm with it. Herd immunity.
Wow. You're disgusting. That is the toxic one speaking. That's the toxic
absolutely
one speaking.
Disgusting.
Listen, if you're a millionaire with fucking 30,000 tattoos on your face and in millions of dollars, why are you not out here living it up, the raw dog lifestyle? Like, he doesn't have much to live for. He don't got no kids. Like,
he does have
fuck
kids.
Fuck it. Oh, he has kids?
Yeah, he definitely has kids.
It's curable. Fuck it. It's all right. They'll know their dad had got mad bitches. I'm pretty sure Wilt Chamberlain's kids are like, yo, he's lit. My dad was lit. I'm pretty sure, like, nah, probably not Magic's
kids. Yeah. And then, you know, it's the even the way that he got it is quite, you know, I'm going to stop right there. Never mind. Anyway, I want to say I'm putting this as a goddamn black man because young man, we are in a pandemic. You are going to see these girls and it is a pandemic. What are you doing? Where are you going?
Where are you going? I'm going to tell you where he's going. Not to the ER. Not to the clinic.
Nigga.
He is not taking advantage of the Affordable Health Care Act.
Bro, this nigga is going to go to the doctors with a cough that he can't cure. You have to relax, young man.
Can you get COVID through raw sex?
Yes. 200%.
You sure?
Yes, it's bodily fluids.
They've already said it.
You sure?
They said niggas is transmitting it through shooting up clubs. That is a fact.
I ain't gonna hold you. I'll wear a mask, but I'm not wearing a rubber, bro.
Wow. Anyway, Blueface, goddamn black man. From one young man who has been in this game for a while to another, I wish you good luck. I pray for Godspeed for you and an unlimited amount of condoms. You shouldn't be out here, raw doggy, wilding the fuck out. God, come on, son. Learn from Magic. Goddamn, black man.
You can live anything. You can live through anything if Magic.
Jesus fucking
Christ. What the fuck? Yo, when you was blue, come on. How many times you got burnt? Say a number. Come on, be honest. How many
talking
times?
Talking to me?
Yeah, talking to you.
Twice. Actually,
twice.
I'm playing. Once. And son, it was I never talked to the girl again, wanted to punch her in the mouth.
Natural feelings.
it's expected. It comes with the territory.
Zero.
Che, you never got nothing?
Nope.
Che, I'm starting to question if your box really fire. You ain't got no pregnancy scares.
I've had pregnancy scares. I've just never been
Hey.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Hey, now we're getting.
I like that.
It's upsetting me and my homegirls.
I mean, if you can't go to Bella Noche's, then where can you go?
How many times did I get burned? I think I'm at three. The crazy part is it's never been as an adult. I've yet to have an STD as an adult.
That's a respectable number. I was saying outside of my it was like young dumb days.
I mean, you also started late. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
it was literally like broke up with and then was out here trying to find myself.
So high key, do you blame her? I would blame her.
I blame her for everything.
I would blame Chris. I'd be like, you fucking left me and I went out here and got burnt. You ruined my life.
Son.
Can you bring that up on the compatibility episode, please?
Son. Oh my God.
Just be like, yeah, so this question. Yeah, I just want to let you know you ruined my life. I got burnt because
you left me out here in these streets.
How many times until now, right? Like, y'all got it together now, but like, leading up to now, how many times did you guys break up?
Nigga, when weren't we broken up? Like, nigga, we would, it was always like constantly quick joints. Like, it was like, it would be like, I wouldn't talk to her or see her for like a year, 2 years. And she'd randomly pop up in New York, or I'd randomly be in DC and we just start talking and then be like, oh,
maybe it's meant to be.
Yeah.
And then maybe this is where my child is supposed to be.
And then we get into a big fight and we both be like, yo, fuck you. I don't ever want to talk to you again.
My favorite part. I was waiting until you got there.
Yeah. Every single time.
Is there one breakup that you like blame her for more than the others? Like one where you're like, yo, you know, so when I asked the question, it's like, was there one time y'all broke up and then like your life went to shit, or like you had to deal with some bullshit that you didn't want to deal with, and it's, you can like somehow tie it back to y'all breaking up? Is there one?
I won't say there's one that I could blame her for the things that were going on in my life. The one breakup that hurt the most was the one right before we recently got back together. And it was because after this, we really didn't talk for like a good amount of time. And it's because like we were starting to kind of get back on track, like me and her trying to talk again. And she sent me an email. She sent me an email about some shit that she did that she had to quote unquote get off her chest.
In an email? What year was it? 1997?
She sent me an email about something she did like when we were like 19. Well, no, maybe like 20, 21. Something like that. And this was like, I'm 28 now at that time, 28, 29. And the email hit me and I was like, all right, cool. I really probably don't have anything else to say to you ever again.
I know, because I felt it. I felt it right here, son, in my chest.
Like, you know what? This has been great. This has been great. I appreciate it.
This is where I get off.
I'm getting off this ride right now. It was so real, son.
So not. I don't want you to go into detail, nor am I trying to start a fight. But what I'm asking is,
this email, what, or the infraction, was it that, was the infraction just like so disgusting, or was it with someone, or was it a mixture of both, or she, God, it always be the ones we fucking love. Both. It always be the ones we fucking love.
Cut you motherfucking deep. Took that nigga and from left field, it was like, nigga, it felt like somebody, nigga, you ever, well, of course, we've all been in fights, but like, you ever been in a fight with somebody and you're like, you got your eyes on this one nigga, and then somebody comes from behind you and catches you with the perfect hit. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh shit, where did that come from? Yeah, that's.
You get lifted a little bit. Yes. You come off that foot a little bit.
Yeah, that was
what T.I. said in ATL. You could stumble a little bit, you could trip, but you don't fall.
That's a fact. That is a fact. But yeah, I was out it for, and I swore to myself, like, I was like, I have nothing to say to her. And maybe like a couple years later, she caught me at an event that she was at with her friend and like pulled up on me on some, like, I know he's here. And she, I think it's so funny because I was with Dale, and when I walked in, I guess Dale peeped her first, and Dale was like, Tristan, I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you know she's here. I said, man, I ain't worried about her. He said, bro, I'm not going to let no woman make me scared in my own city. Like, I'm not, like, nigga, I'm here. What
else? That's what you told yourself?
Famous last words.
Famous last words. Because that's what they were, famous last words.
So for the whole event, I'm walking around, like, you know, it's New York, I'm cooling. And I guess Dale goes to the bathroom real fast. He comes back, he said, yo, she told me she's going to pull up on you. I said, bro, I'm not worried about not near another nigga. Literally felt like as soon as I turned around, she was right there like, hiya, pal. What the entire fuck? And she wanted to talk, and I kept on saying, like, you know, I'm not gonna hold a grudge. I don't want to be the nigga that takes a grudge to my death. So I was like, listen, whatever happened, it is what it is. It's the past. I forgive you. I hope you have a great life.
Yo, you was the bitch. You was the bitch because you didn't mean it. But bitches love 200%, saying, 200%. I hope you learn from this. And whoever you're with after me, it gets a better man. Bitch, you don't want me with nobody. Shut up. Come on. Take me back.
Look, hold on. Again, I on a real, I was really on some like, yo, I am really, I'm cool. I'm out here. I got enough other shit I got to deal with. But what caught me was, I think she had just started working with Dr. Jess, and she was like, you know, I've been working through a lot of stuff. I've been getting therapy. She caught me with the therapy line.
Yo, Chris told you she went to see the lady?
Son, caught me with the therapy line. You know, I've been working, you know, just trying to get through. I said, damn. I said, and in my head at that moment, I'm like, oh, she's a changed woman.
Mm-hmm. Nasty, yeah. Mm-hmm. She got your ass.
I'm a Chris stan. I haven't said it publicly, but I stan that woman.
Now look at her. Cover of Essence. Look at her.
Cover of Essence.
Look at
the
this.
The glow up.
Look at
the growth.
Sis, drag these niggas, sis. Sis, put these niggas through hell and get your Essence cover.
Nigga, Essence called us and was like, oh my God, you guys are getting more likes than Naomi Campbell, and she's on the cover. I was like,
I mean, it's black love. Come on. We've seen Naomi. We know. You see one Naomi picture, you've seen them all. Come on. You're getting black love here.
She's a queen, but understand.
Yeah. Yeah, we're here. Yeah, can't wait for my time. Moving on. The reason I asked that is because it brings me to today's topic.
Oh man. Oh.
Let me ask you this, Mac. After telling that story, is it safe to say, one, that you've met your match and that Chris is your match?
I think we started this conversation, and I told you, my first initial question would be, what do you mean by a match? And so to answer your question, backwards, yes, I think Christine is my match. I do think that she's my match, but what she is my match at is different. She is my match at, not only the ability to love, and the ability to forgive. Cause again, I talk all of this shit, but at the end of the day, I was not a good nigga, up until maybe yesterday.
How long have we been doing Guys Next Door?
Exactly.
That's about it.
That's literally, I've grown a lot.
I also would like to take some credit for that, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Shout out to Mel.
I will never divulge, but just know.
Absolutely.
That the reason y'all call me toxic, I sacrificed, okay? Absolutely. I sacrificed some of the good advice I could have given myself and gave it to my brother.
Yes, I can't say again. I think I was a good natured person. Like I had a good heart, but, in relationships, I will say this, that at least I was honest. I wasn't a good relationship person. I didn't really know how relationships really worked or how they were supposed to work, because each one that I was in was weird in its own way. So I think in ways Christina is my match. And I think even more now than ever before, just because we know each other more now. We know the moves niggas make. We know when to expect certain things. Like, nigga, to the point where, like, I know literally the day before she has her period, we're going to get into a fight. So I downloaded an app to track her period so that I know what days to be very, very careful. And it's so funny, like this last go round, she hit me on some like, it was literally the day before, and she hit me. It was a random argument for nothing, turned into something tremendously huge, like on some like, she walks out of the room to go to work. She's like, Tristan, you know, the breakfast is in the refrigerator, whatever you need, blah, 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 blah. Cool. Walks out. Baby wakes up. The baby's crying. And I recognize the baby's cry. It is what it is. And I'm like, yo, the baby needs milk real fast. She comes in the room, frustrated, grabs the baby, sits her down. She's trying to do everything that I was supposed to be doing. I'm like, yo, it's my day. I'm rocking with the baby this morning. Like, I got it. No, it's fine. I got it. Since you didn't want to get up and make her breakfast like I told you to. I'm just gonna quit my job and fuck everything. Fuck my life. Ah! Start going crazy. I'm like, yo, nigga. And then my big dumbass, gasoline on the flame. I'm like,
fell right
into the fire. I said, hey, babe, listen, I don't want to fight. But, you know, maybe that time of the month, you know. Wow. You're talking about my period.
Now you got egg on your face.
Yeah.
Because you won't be smart guy.
So then, literally, one day later, and she's hurting, and she comes up and tries to cuddle next to me. She's like, babe, I'm sorry. You know, I just get a little, you know, it's. I'll be looking at her that next day, be like, nigga.
Who are you, Satan?
Who? Satan, get from thee.
Hey, Satan, get behind thee.
Jesus.
Okay, so in our defense, we literally.
Are you going to defend? Are you going to come on this podcast and defend period getters?
Yes, I am. We literally cannot help it. Like, we're unstable. Like, we're hormonally unstable. I know.
You don't.
I know I'm being, I know I'm being irrational, but all the chemicals in me are telling me to go the fuck off.
No, just no. Like,
that's listen to it.
That is hard.
It's you can't.
I'm not gonna.
It's
I'm
not
gonna argue.
It's not something we can control.
Listen, I'm not gonna argue. You know why? Because for 7 days, your body unleashes unholy war on you.
Yes.
Just as a reminder that you're not
like
pregnant.
We're literally being punished for not being pregnant. That's the part I don't understand.
All I'm saying is, if you want to avoid it, come see me.
No,
that's all I'm saying.
Okay. So Mouse, before I start to go in deeper with this, like, what about you? And I'm asking you on different, just how on different topics. Have you
met
in different ways? And who do you think is your match today?
So when I hear met your match, I don't think it's inherently negative.
Me
but
neither.
I do think there is a hint of competition, I would say. Like when people are typically saying, oh, you met your match, I don't think they're saying like, oh, you met the person that, you know, your perfect match. I don't think that's what they're saying. I think they're saying, oh, that shit you used to get away with everybody else, that this person's not this person's calling you on your bullshit.
Yeah.
So do I think I met my match? I don't know, because there's so many parts of me that I refuse to even unlock or bother. You know what I mean?
Acknowledge
is probably the best word, because it's like I'm very much a chameleon. I'm very much a compartmentalizer. Like, oh, okay, this, like, if I'm happy, I'm going to always look to remain happy. So if I know doing this is gonna cause this type of, so I'm gonna just be like, all right, cool. Like, I'm gonna leave it alone. Like, I'm not even gonna go back and forth with you. Like, I'm not even gonna do that. Like, bet you got it. You good now? I'm about to get back on 2K. You good? All right, bet. Like, oh yeah, no, it was me. Terrible. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I know. So forgetful. Yeah, I know. What is it? Yeah, think the extra thought. Yeah, I know. I'm going back to 2K. Like, I'm not about to do all that unless it's something that really like irked my soul. Mm-hmm. And then I gotta be petty, or I gotta flip, or something like that. But 9 times out of 10, I don't know if anybody is able to meet my match in that regard, because I'm just willing to go.
Maybe not even.
I just think people are too healthy. I think the women in our lives at this point are just too. They're just too healthy to even. Where I'm going to take some, they're definitely going to be like, either they're going to say, no, I'm not dealing with this, or like, pay me no mind. So yeah, I don't know if it's even possible. You know, I have met my match in toxicity.
Talk about it.
So there was this young lady. She had a boyfriend.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, it's litty season.
I'm
like,
about to say, this is regular Mouse Jones.
Exactly. Like, y'all listen to this podcast, y'all know what time I used to be on. Demon time. Like, absolutely. What? You got a boyfriend? That's how I prefer. Demon exactly. Time. Like that. I preferred you to have a boyfriend or a husband. Why? Because I get all of the benefit, none of the responsibility.
Talk about it.
I messed with this young lady. I'm going to say, she's an Islander.
Oh wow, that's even scarier. Why would you put yourself through that?
West Indian.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
amazing women, but scary to deal with. Terrifying.
Amazing woman, terrible person. It's literally she was doing shit and I was like, am I falling in love?
Could it be I'm falling in love
with somebody, bitch? Could it be I'm falling in love with your bitch?
Yeah, with your
bitch. No, but seriously, I'm sitting here like, yo, am I really falling? Like, I'm outside walking hand in hand with the woman. Ooh. Son, she fed me. Son, shorty fed me. What was it? Whatever West Indian breakfast dish. I think it was like tuna fish.
I'm about to say no. Aki and salt fish, boy.
It was like, I want to say it was tuna and grits. She fed me tuna fish and grits at like 9 a.m, bro, while I laid in her lap watching SVU reruns, bro. So now she start like, but mind you, the whole time she got a boyfriend.
How do you? Oh man.
So now you start telling me you love me. And I'm like, wait, what? No, stop. You can't. Can you? Because I think I love you back. No, wait, this can't happen because you have a boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I'm sitting here and I'm like, nah, son. It was like dealing with me. Like I would like try and break away from her. Right? And then I would just get like a random text. Like it'd be like a Casfac post. It'd be like, oh, it's mad crazy. I used to suck this nigga dick. Now he don't talk to me. And like, she'll just send me that. And I'll be like, it was one time, son. Short. I had blocked. She didn't even know. I blocked her on Instagram. I blocked her number. She texted me from a new number. Like, oh, this is my new number. Bitch, I blocked your last number. Leave me alone.
Why would you think I want the new one?
So literally, it's so many things I can pinpoint where I'm like, yo, is this what it's like for women who have to deal with me? And like, nah, this is crazy. Why would you deal with this? This is crazy.
Okay, so I have a question. I have a question, right?
I felt like SZA.
Son.
Why you bother me? You know you got a boyfriend. Why you bother me? You know you got a man.
All right. My question, actually, before I even get to my question, I want to know about Che.
I'm sorry, what?
Che, have you met your match?
On the toxic level, no. Because
on
I'm going through them. On the toxic level, no. Because I'm quick to dub people. I don't want the headache. I don't care for the problems. None of that. I disappear myself. In the like relationship sense, no. But I feel like
Jay, can I? Jay, what? I'm calling bullshit.
What?
I'm calling
Go ahead.
Bullshit.
You do this all the time. What
I'm
do you want?
I'm calling
from
bullshit.
What do you want? Oh,
and you are so lucky. Ryan's not here.
What?
I'm calling bullshit.
What? Go for it. How was the bullshit?
I forgot what we were calling him on this podcast.
You didn't let me finish. I know what you're about to say.
The nigga that chose up on you, you met your match. That was you meeting your match. A nigga that snipped you before you could snip him. A nigga that chose up on you before you could choose up
False,
on him.
False, because
you
I was the one match. Who snipped that.
Now you have vasectomy.
Now,
yes.
Now we talking about vasectomy.
So now wait. So funny you brought him up, because what I was going to say is, when it comes to being a match, that's someone who I like on the creative side, I will say that's my match. As far as like our workflow and how we collab on things, like I wouldn't pick anybody else over him. In like a work sense. So like a perfect work partner, automatically him.
Okay, so my question to both of you guys who have met your matches in one way, shape, or form. What does meeting your match do to you?
For me, like I said, for me, it was like, I'm fucked up. I'm really fucked up in my head. Because for me, it was like, at one point I was like, yo, is this, like I said earlier, like, is this what I put women through? Like this top, this type of anguish and like having feelings and all of this, like, is this like having feelings for someone, you know, you should, like, is this what I put women through? And like, you know, I'll be sitting there bored and be like, I bet you this. I'll send out three I miss you's and all three of them will get answered. And now all these bitches that told me they was done with me, now they back. So now I'm like, when she did it to me, I said, oh my God.
Wow.
So, but here go the crazy part, right? That's why I said I'm so fucked up. Because there was a point in me that was like, I like this shit. Yeah. Right? So, I don't know, son. I don't know. If I'm really fucked up, help me. Call somebody, get Dr. Ish back on the line.
We got to get Dr. Ish back on this month. We got to.
Because I don't know why I am the way I am, but.
Don't yeah, know like, why I, yeah. Yeah, we got to get you some therapy, Mouse. We got to get you some therapy.
But yeah, that's...
I'll say that it's kind of opened my eyes into knowing that there are men who exist who can accept my current lifestyle and, like, the way I travel, the type of exposure I have, and, like, how there's a certain level of public I have to keep my life in a way. So, like, unbeknownst to you guys... It's kind of hard dating, working with you three, because everybody assumes I'm fucking one of you.
I mean,
that's probably my fault. It depending on the day, I just put you on a different one of us.
Yeah, so
depending on the day.
So I now have to source. I now have to source men who have a higher level of confidence, who understand that, like, this is just what it is. This is my job. This is how I interact with people. But that doesn't reflect the level of respect I have for you in our relationship. So when it comes to him, we're able to maintain a decent work relationship and everything else that we do because we have a completely open line of communication between each other. So, like, now I know that that does exist. Now I just need to find someone with that same mentality, but on the relationship side. That makes sense.
So, Mouse, her speaking about finding somebody on the creative tip actually makes me think about just the other versions of matching, right? Have you come across someone who, because again, you know, you work a lot. We all, we move around, you know, we have to be here. We have to be there. Have you met somebody who kind of matches your work life, like the way that you
oh yeah
it, like somebody who's to the point yeah, where sure. it's on some yeah, like, yeah. Like, bitch, like, you work just
yeah like- T definitely yeah definitely I don't know if I like it, but yeah.
No, that was gonna be my second question, like, how do you feel about it?
I don't like that shit, but yeah. Yeah, I don't like that shit. But
I'm about to say as many times.
I'm
you
never
said,
gonna
yeah,
be.
Nigga, I already know.
Yeah, nah, I don't like that shit. Because it puts me in this weird place, right? Where, like, I really live my raps. So, like, I really mean everything I say when I'm 100% standing behind Black women and never wanting to, be the reason why somebody doesn't go for their thing. So I'm always gonna support you 1,000%, especially if you next to me, if you mind. Like, I'm pushing, but. Sometimes that shit take away from me. So sometimes you got to sacrifice that, right? And there's no, and at least with me, I 1,000% understand that when you sacrifice something, there's no guarantee it's coming back. So it's a true sacrifice, right? Because you're literally giving up something, not in hopes that it comes back, but almost in spite of it not coming back. Right. I'm sacrifice. It's a true sacrifice. I'm giving something of myself. I'm giving up something that I hold near and dear because it will benefit you in the long run. So,
is
yeah.
Is it more of a sacrifice or is it more of a.
It's like a sacrifice.
I was about to say, is it more of a sacrifice or is it closer to sowing? You know what I mean? Like,
it's a sacrifice. You can spin it how you want. It's a sacrifice because, like I said, there's no guarantee it's coming back. Like, you're not planting this thing. You're literally giving it away. It's going to sound funny, but you will understand it as my close friend. I only borrow money from my close friends. But if you're my close friend, then you
it's
know that I'm not going to pay you back. Because if you ask me for it, the minute it leaves my hand, I've given it, I don't want it back. I'm not looking for it back unless I specifically state I need this back, bro, which I never will. Cause if I'm going to give it, I'm going to give it. So it's the same type of mindset for me. So yeah, I don't like that shit, but you got to respect it, you know, especially our Black women out here that's in these spaces where 5-10 years ago, they wouldn't have been in these spaces and they fighting. So yeah, I'm 1,000% gonna support, 1,000% gonna be behind it, even if it means
in spite of myself.
Yeah, in spite of myself, even if it means I'm losing out on what on something I want. So yeah, 1,000% met my match in that realm, in the work realm. What about you?
I have. And not only have I met my match, like when I met them, they were my match, but I've also, thankfully, built up women to be my match.
Talk about that.
I think just as you said, you know, the sacrifice and sowing into someone, it makes a lot of sense what you said, right? Time is something that you can't get back no matter what. So no matter what you do, that is always going to be a sacrifice. It's more specifically when it comes to a person, you know, if it doesn't have anything to do with you two being together, you are sacrificing, the time that you could be spending growing, that you could be spending on sowing something. So when you said that, that really struck me. So, but I used, just because of the type of guy that I am and, not only the type of woman that I
am. When you say the type of guy you are, do you mean like a guy next door?
Yep.
Dad joke between dads.
I like that. You know? But yes, being that kind of guy, that guy next door, whereas I know a lot of other guys, they want very big, beautiful, shiny things, et cetera, et cetera. I want the woman next to me to be my shining thing. Like, I want the woman next to me to be that fly, that beautiful, that amazing thing. And not only just the superficial way, because the superficial comes and it goes. I want a woman that's undeniable. And I think it comes from low-key my mom's being that way. Like, my mom, nigga, always super entrepreneurial, always super like, you know, do for self, not waiting for nobody, gotta go out and get it, however I gotta go get it. And I'm gonna make sure I bring it home for the kids. I'm always a shining example, not only to my family, but to anybody who comes around me on what not only a mother, but a pillar is. So I constantly, not trying to make women into my mom, but I try to make women into pillars and to understand what that means, not only to be a pillar within our family, our immediate family, but also within their families, their communities, their friends. So yeah, I've definitely met my match when it's come to work, and I've definitely helped sow into women to create my match when it comes on the creative tip, on the moving around the work tip. It's not easy. It's the same as a woman sewing into you to make you a better person, to make you a better man, to be their match. You know, I've been fortunate enough to be able to know enough in this business and to start at such a young age to do it.
I'm glad you said that. Che, is that a thing amongst women where, you know, the same way Mac just said, like, where he's met women that have built him up to be their match? Do you tend to see that a lot? Like, or is that a part of the quote unquote building up process that women say they do with men a lot?
Are you saying,
like, are you building him up to be just a decent man? Or are you building him up to be your match on your level? Like, can you build the person that challenges you?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
That's kind of tough.
Mouse Jones with a good fucking
yeah.
Question.
I'm kind of stuck on answering this one only because I've taken a very hands-off approach to building men anymore. I don't.
I know the girls just snapped. I know they just snapped. They in a car like, bitch, me too.
My, and this is what got me in trouble. This is what got me in trouble last time I spoke on this shit. I've only had one relationship in my adult life, like full blown relationship. So that's my ex. Last time I spoke about him, it got me in trouble. Whatever. But I swore after what happened between us, I wouldn't. I think people get stuck on the potential of somebody, but the potential of somebody doesn't exist because what it is your idealism being reflected onto somebody, and that doesn't reflect who they are as a person. So me personally, I don't believe in building people up because that's you enforcing your ideals onto someone. If that makes sense. So you can't force someone.
Oh, now you spitting. Che is spitting, spitting.
You can't force somebody to want to be a better person, or like, even if you have this grand vision, like you see their talent, you know what they could be capable of, but if they don't have the discipline to apply that to themselves, you can't force them to pick up that book, pick up that knowledge, and want to better themselves for themselves, if that makes sense. So I think you just gave me an idea.
I want all of us to kind of answer this. I feel like I kind of know the idea, or I know the answer, but I just want to know the how or what happened as well. Have we ever, any of us, have we ever been caught by the potential of a match?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And who was it, and what, and tell us a story.
I mean, I don't have that many relationship stories, so it's only,
It doesn't have to be a relationship. It could have been like just the potential of a match.
Nah, it was doop-doop. I think I fell for the potential. I fell for how, like, I think for the most part, that was the first and only time I ever really allowed listeners, across any platform or medium to like, come on that dating journey with me. You know, usually it was, you know, very much, ha, I did this, ha, I did that. Like, niggas was like hearing about it, like, yo, so what's up with da-da-da? You know what I mean? Like, she was an integral piece to, you know, not to the show, but, you know, a portion of the life where, exactly. And so for it to fall apart the way it did, I think I was doing what women say they do. I was ignoring red flags. But what I can say is that although, yes, there were red flags, there were certain things that I would hear and be like, or things I would see and be like, that doesn't sit well with me. But because I am the way I am, be like, yo, I just want to be happy. So whatever. Yeah. When everything came, you know, when the truth and everything came crashing down, it was like, that was a red flag. It was like crimson. Yeah. But one. You know, it was the potential, right? It was the potential. It was the potential to, you know, possibly be able to love out loud. To an extent, you know, I'm still I'm still who I am, and I'm still very safety, but there was still an extent to not, you know, be as closed off. You know, I ate crow And I was like, yeah, no, that's why you don't, this should have just been a story you heard about weeks after the fact. But yeah, but like I said, there was the potential. There's a potential to live out loud. There's the potential to love loudly. There's the potential to, be in this world that, you know, seemed quote unquote perfect, but you know, it wasn't. I realized that it quickly after, like, this isn't the world for me. It was potential.
Jay.
For me, I'm going to say no, only because I've been very closed off and guarded over the last, I've been single, 6 years now? So no, I have been. Thank you. The air quotes are annoying. You guys are unnecessary. Okay. No, but I just haven't let anybody get that close to me. In
lowercase s, uppercase I, lowercase n, uppercase g, lowercase l, uppercase e, air quotes on both sides. Add in the SpongeBob meme.
Yeah. I've been single. What can I say? I don't claim these men.
Single like a $2 bill. Anyway. No.
What about you though, Mac? What about you?
Yes. As everybody knows, I'm a Cancer man, and I tend to fall very hard. And the majority of the time I'm looking for a match, whether it's a match in different things, you know, whether it's a match in, you know, having fun, a match in work, a match in creativity, a match in toxicity, I've met my match in several different arenas. And there's a lot of times where you get caught on kind of like that the hint of something being there, like you see something that usually you would get away with, or you see something that that kind of is on some like, that's toxic and I like that. But then at the end of the day, it's like, it's really not.
Next thing you know, you're eating fucking tuna and grits watching SVU falling in love with somebody's girlfriend.
Son, it gets nuts. It gets nuts. But yes, I've 200% got caught up on the idea of a match. I was gonna say, and a lot of times, sometimes you would get caught up on a match that you shouldn't be matching with.
Okay, two part question. One, first one, did you ever feel like that with Christina throughout your guys' many breakups?
Yes, I felt, honestly, to keep it a buck, after we broke up the very first time when I was about 20 or so, like 19, 20. After the first time we broke up and we kind of went our separate ways, didn't talk for a little while and then kind of met back, it felt like every time we met again, low key, she was so much more of a grown woman than I was. It always felt like she was so much further along than I was. It felt like she was so much more kind of like whatever bag she was in, it had to be fucking designer. Like, it felt like she was doing it on all fronts, nigga. Like, one time we get back together, she's fucking, you know, she's working for like a governor or some shit. Nigga, next time we get back together, she's like under one of the heads at NBC. We wake up, we get back, and it's like, you know, she's helping a bunch of different like artists who work with another big, it's like Madge, and I'm sitting here like, I'm
just reading words, just, you know, reading people words,
trying to figure out what the fuck I'm about to do next. And like, after pew. And it's like, okay, like, what, got to figure out this album. And she's working on niggas with whole projects and all of that stuff. So on the outside, always it looked like it was, she was so much further ahead than I was. So to me, whereas, and this is the crazy part, to me, whereas And I think this is how I knew that, I guess I wanted to be with her at those moments when I felt like, you know, she's so much further along than I was. What caught me wasn't just the smell of her being my match. What caught me was me wanting to be more to catch up to her. Mm. I was like, I want to be able to be that where she is in my own way, of course, but I want to be able to be there. And I just never, not until recently have I felt like we are actually, not until Tristan have I felt like we were like on level playing field for real, for real.
You felt like you gave it that baby. It brought it down a few notches. You say, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting the mud with me, motherfucker.
Gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha. No. Okay, so the second part of that question is, since you did feel that way, but now that you guys are together and like this is it, like you guys are here, I've watched, I've seen, I've experienced it. Like this is it. Like I would not let you two leave. I would slap the shit out of one of y'all. Like somebody's gonna have to fight me. At this point, like, you know what I mean?
Like you're dead ass.
Yeah. So at this point, are you guys kind of the opposite of what we just said? Or like you guys just like the contradiction of what we just got done saying about, you know, the potential and seeing the potential and feeling like you fell in love with potential and it didn't work and you were looking for the wrong person, but here you are. All these times later, all these failed times later, now successful?
I don't want to say in with potential. Because I guess
at one point you did feel that you were in love with the potential.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So but now it's worked.
Yeah, not even I was in love with the potential. I was more in love with I guess not the potential of her. I was more in love with the potential of what I could be. Or what I would want to see myself if, or even thinking like where I could be to kind of be on, like if I was on her level. So
that is so dope. I didn't mean to cut you off. That just is so dope to hear that. Cause I know a lot of people say, you know, a lot of people get caught up in, you know, the verbiage or the antics that we may have here sometimes. And also, you know, just cause it does show like a microcosm of, you know, what black men do and think behind closed doors. So it is so dope to hear you just say those things like, you know, that you are in awe of her and it's just dope to hear.
Yeah, man. So I think I fell in love all of those times just because, nigga, even the day that I met her, like I was in awe of her just because, nigga, we're on the set of The Wire. She seems like, she's like the prettiest girl on set, nigga. You can tell like her parents got bread. She's coming into fucking into this big dingy ass school with fucking Tory Burch, Juicy Couture. These kids don't even know fucking designers. I don't know designers. I'm like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck? And she's just different than everybody. She just exuded something completely different that I didn't regularly see from black women. Like, you know, unless it was older black women. What I was seeing in her at that young age. I went to a predominantly white school, so I would see glimmers of this or like this mm-hmm. type of understanding mm-hmm. of self and all of that in the white girls, but never really in like the black women that I was around.
Right.
Unless it was like my sister or like my cousins who I like, mm-hmm. we were all raised in the same community. But to see it in her, it was like, oh shit. Okay. This is different. Like this is fire. So I was always in awe of that. But yeah, I think where we are now, I think during this pandemic and of course, you know, you can attest just kind of like niggas sitting down, whether it's by yourself or with somebody, you start to really think like, you get very introspective. You start to kind of think about all of the things that you do have going on, all of the things that you want to do. Nigga, especially if you're by yourself, all of your demons start to come out. You start to have to deal with a lot of stuff. I am now at a place where I am now in love with the potential of what we possibly can be versus, you know, I think before I was in love with the potential of what I could be, you know, if I was somewhere close to her, but now I'm in love with the potential of what we could be, as parents, as lovers, as a couple, as a power couple, you know, at just all of the different ways that we could be better, all of the different ways that we could be great.
Do you feel like, okay, let's switch gears. Do you feel like, is there a time you can call on where you were somebody's match? Where you seen somebody and you was like, oh, they cute or whatever. You start talking like, oh, this motherfucker on the fuck shit? Oh, I can meet you there. Like, is there ever a time like that? Let's get into the nitty fucking gritty, nigga. Go darker, nigga.
One being Christina, of course. I don't think when I was younger, I was a lot more meek. I was a lot more quiet. The arguments wouldn't be, to me, the arguments wouldn't be as crazy as they have gotten when we got older. And I think, you know, we've both gone through a lot of life. We've both gone through different relationships, scenarios, situations, whatever. But wherever she went, like, fire-wise, and you know what I mean, like, some women,
I know,
y'all put shit inside of the fire, that shit'll explode. And
yeah,
a lot of times she didn't think I was ready to meet her. And yeah, I would meet that woman at the gates of hell if we had to, like, early on, before I learned how to kind of, like, I had to relearn myself. Like, I had to be like, okay, there's certain things that you should, fight for. There's certain things that you should just walk away from. But nigga, early on, us getting back together, nigga, if she took it to the gates of hell, we would be right at the devil's door. Like, nigga, open up. What's up? Like, we would, it could get on un fuego. And yes, somebody else as well. She who shall not be named. I don't think she was ready to meet somebody as young as I was at the time, who had the knowledge that I had at the time, to kind of, give her understanding that she wasn't ready for, and give her, to meet her with a lot of the quick talk, the quips, a lot of the music, that she may have listened to, and just overall, she wasn't ready for somebody to be as quick as she was. And for me to be that young, I think it fucked her up.
I like that energy. I like that energy a lot.
Yeah.
I know. Uh-huh. So, what about you, Che?
Y'all making me feel like, yeah, I'm an ice queen.
I mean,
we're making you feel, or are you just looking in the mirror?
I mean, you know, there's a little bit of a reflection in front of me. I might be peeking out like the left eye just a little bit. Just a little bit, though.
A little bit.
You know, just a little wink.
Okay.
I'll say, for the most part, I feel like I haven't quite gotten to experience my exact match. Like, I've come across men who fulfill me in very specific niche areas of my life, but it's never enough to carry the weight of whatever it is that, like, whatever situationship, whatever you want to call it, that we're doing at the moment. So I'll say, like, the closest would be my creative match, where we have a general understanding of each other's temperament. So before things pop off, or like even when we're arguing about work shit or whatever the case may be, like we can, but just by each other's body language, we can tell like, oh, nope, time to exit this conversation. Not doing it here, not doing it now. Like that's about as close as really, Mac.
I have an icebox.
Icebox where my heart used to be. I got my
I'm sorry. It's a little cold in here, you know, it's a little.
Let it go. Let it go.
I hate you guys so much. But no, I just, I'll stand by saying like that's probably the.
Oh, Che, you feel? Huh? Che, did you feel that? Burr. It's cold in here. It must be some Taurus in the atmosphere. I said, burr.
I hate you guys. Hate. But no. I would like to experience these things at some point, but that also requires me giving people a chance.
So you mean to tell me your toxic ass has never seen a nigga interact with you and you like, oh, he cool, I can fuck. And then you see him get crazy and you like, oh, he think I'm pussy. He think I can't match this and never got on match.
That's the thing. When I see that somebody can match me on the crazy end, I exit. Because I don't need somebody bringing me back down to that level. I've worked very hard to temper myself and
back down. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. She is in therapy.
I mean, no, I actually, that's something I want to do. That's like 2020 goals of mine. Like, but I've just been doing a lot of like self-reflection over the last like 6 years. And even with friendships, anybody who's going to take me to the, if I feel like you're going to take me back 10 years of growth, to where when I used to be an absolute firecracker and all that, mm-hmm. I have no business being around you because you're going to turn me back into something I don't want to be anymore. Yes, I'm still a firecracker. Yes, I am. But I was so much worse.
I question that.
What's your question?
No. When I say I question that, like, I mean, I just question that thought process. Like the person who could take you back to somewhere that you're no longer at. One or two things, either that person is like this mm-hmm. with you, or you're not really past where you say you're at. You've just been able to align yourself with a lot of people that may fluff your head and like let you think that. Like, I don't know. Like if you're compartmentalizing everything. Yeah. Like if you're, and that person just happens to have the key to all those locks. Like, and that's, I think that is the person that you're supposed to be with. I don't think that's the person you're supposed to run from. And so many times I hear, and maybe, I don't know, maybe I could be internalizing because it's like, I've heard that so many times. I'll meet somebody. We'll be hanging out for like a month, 2 months and like, I can already see you going to make me do this. And that, I'm not even like that.
I don't mean in that sense. When I say it, I mean, like, if you're going, I mean, like temperament wise, like anger, like if you're going to take me to those deep, like you're purposefully doing shit to piss me off to the point where I want to do a necessary, not, I don't put hands on people, but like, if that's even a thought in my head where it's like, I want to snuff you. Like if I ever sounds get to like the point, no, sounds, no.
Sounds like love.
No. Because one thing about it, personally,
you know how I know Christina loves me.
She popped on you.
She threatened my life.
Hey, you know what that sounds like to me, Mac?
What?
It sounds like love.
Hey, listen.
So many things. No. I got she threatened
my
tell
life. Not
you.
Only did she threaten my life, this is how I know she loved me. I came to her house. I tell this story all the time. I came to her house one time. She was pregnant. Morning sickness, the whole nine, but she always wanted pizza. Like that was the thing that she was eating while she was pregnant. And for some reason, the pizza shop that I was trying to go to closed. So the first night, I got her some different pizza. Shit's still fire. One of my favorite spots in the city. And she's like, all right, cool, whatever. The next night, she asked for the same pizza from before. Shit closes again early. And I'm like, damn, babe. Called her. She's like, I'm like, yo, the pizza shop closed. She's cursing me out as I'm driving to the house. I get to the house. She even more mad when I get in the house. To the point where she's like, and you decided to come here without no pizza? She walked. She looked away. She said, nigga, I said,
yeah, nigga, no disrespect to my sister. You should have got her double pregnant.
Son, I said,
I would have put a baby on top of a baby. If you would have did the nigga, I
Especially if you flinch at me. I mean, if I would have flinched, we would have broke up.
It'd be a broken home.
Yeah. Like if you would have did that, and I would have been like that, it would have been a broken home.
I gotta leave. I have to leave.
It would have been a broken home because I don't have the power in my household no more. It ain't got nothing to do with money, nothing. You did that, and I flinched. But if you would have said nigga and did that, and I didn't flinch, I'd be like, man. Get to the bedroom right now. You are about to be the pizza because I'm about to flip and toss and roll your stupid ass.
Oh shit! Yeah, yeah. That's how I know it was love, man. I hated it while I was in the middle of it, but looking back on it, I'm like, all right, cool. I understand it.
You know what you should do when we're done? Wake up with Lil. Hear. You know what I mean?
Give a little.
I owed you this. I owed you this. You earned this, shorty.
Y'all are terrible.
Maybe not. Okay. So let's go. Okay. Let's go forward. Che, what would you be looking for now? You, like I said at the beginning, whenever I hear that quote, that saying met your match, it's always from it's just from a negative standpoint, right? It's called saying somebody's there to match your bullshit. What do you want out of a positive match? Like what is the thing that you know you've been matched with?
I'll say for Mac. You're wild annoying.
Yo, I'm telling you, yo, like if it's not the soundboard, it's these fucking pictures, bro.
Yeah.
And I know y'all missed the soundboard.
I know. I'm going to get the soundboard back. But, you know, these pictures. I got to get my expressions off somehow, some way. But, guys. Go ahead, Jay.
Anyway, I'll say what I look for in my match is someone who is emotionally intelligent. Like, I feel like I shouldn't have to explain or over-explain why certain things deeply upset me. That makes sense. And the worst thing, if you want to baptize a cat, tell me by telling me that what I'm feeling is invalid or saying that I'm acting crazy, I will show you crazy. Like that is the one thing that'll send me through the fucking roof. I don't like being invalidated. Like I rarely ever will come to you when I'm coming to you and telling you how I feel about something, know that I've been brewing over it for some time and I've decided to just get it off my chest because I'm over it at this point. But if, as I'm trying to do that, if you tell me I sound crazy, I have no choice but to snap and show you crazy. That's just how my logic is. And I feel like a lot of men, what?
That's not logic. That's just not logic.
How is that not logic? How is that not logic?
You're already doing something that would make me say, I identify that as crazy.
How?
But then you're saying, no, that's not even crazy. I'm going to get crazy. I'm calling the police.
Yeah,
that's not sane at all. And I don't want you to
How
think
is
it
that
is.
Not like, sane?
Because, okay, so you're saying whatever you're doing, it's not quote unquote crazy to you, but to me or that man, they are identifying that as, oh, this is kind of crazy. You say communicate. So now he's communicating with you. Hey, babe, this thing's kind of crazy. Now what? Okay. I'm leaving. I'm done. I'll be back for my PS4 and 4 pair gym shorts.
There's so many other things you can say. Cause a lot of men will say that, oh, you're acting crazy. You're just doing like, they say that as a way to kind of maneuver out of the actual conversation at hand instead of just talking through it. Like, y'all use
well,
that.
Maybe you're acting fucking crazy.
But I have no problems admitting I'm acting crazy.
I would say this. Listen, I'll say this on your behalf. I think saying the word crazy is it's dismissive.
Yes.
I'll say.
It's observant.
It's dismissive. You could actually say what the situation is. It's like, listen, maybe you're thinking too deeply into this. You could say, I mean, there's a bunch of different ways to kind of go about it, but just saying somebody's acting crazy, it's very like, you're acting a general way. And, you know, I'm not fucking with it. Yeah.
Because if I'm coming to you, if I'm coming to you to talk about something, it's because I want to have a genuine dialogue about it. Don't, because I'm not doing the 4-page text message shit. I want to do shit face to face.
I think that's what I was going to ask you, right? Is it that women want to have a genuine dialogue, or do they just want to talk?
Like I speak, you listen. And there's no conclusion that is brought to at the end.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Do women want to?
That depends on the woman. And no, it does. It does. But I will say that most of the time it is the latter. It is just wanting to be heard. But wanting to be heard and wanting to be right is what it tends to be. But I will. Right? I can't really speak for all the women. I can't help you with that. I mean, a lot of times we're right, you know, and we just can't help that. But, you know,
I'm sitting here having nightmares about old conversations. But yes, I hear you. I hear you. And
I want it to be a genuine dialogue because I understand. I'm not looking to be right in the end. What I'm looking for is for you to understand where I'm coming from. And just acknowledging as to this is why this upset me. Can we not go down this path again? I don't care about apologies. I don't care about none of that. I would just prefer, like, this is me telling you, hey, I didn't like this. This bothered me. Just letting you know.
So instead of saying you're crazy, could I possibly hypothetically get off saying something like, you know,
it's not that deep. If there's a little bit of more of an explanation towards the end, who gave him virtual backgrounds?
It just ain't
the people that created Zoom.
I don't mind that saying if there's an explanation afterwards.
You don't mind it.
If there's an explanation afterwards, if there, it's not that deep. I'm sorry you felt this way, but. I did this because da 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 da. But don't just be like, oh, that's not that deep. Don't dismiss me. Don't dismiss me. That's all I ask.
Miles right. Jones, what about you, my good brother?
Rephrase the question for me, because I don't want to answer improperly.
The question was, it was your question. It was,
It was my question. Oh, I thought we had changed. Okay. I'm sorry. To be honest, man, I don't think I want that for nobody. Because if you meet me where I'm at,
it's a dark hole.
There's no hope.
It's a dark hole. It is a dark hole.
You're stuck there. So I'm kind of always, in this place where I am protecting you from you, or protecting her from her.
Okay.
I'm protecting her from me, which is by proxy me protecting her from her, because I'm protecting her from her by proxy, protecting her from me. Mm-hmm. Because if I allow me to take you where I really could take you, there's no coming back.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. And I know somebody will hear that and be like, oh, that's a crutch. And, you know, it's not. And it's,
call it what you want. It's
a real thing.
It's actually, to me, very, very, and this is wild. It's extremely admirable to not want to toxify someone. You know what I mean?
I want you to be toxic on your own. I don't want to make you toxic.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like I said, I don't want to do that to nobody. So, you know, I live in a space where I have to be cognizant of what I do to people and how far I let them go, you know, and so it almost has to get to a point where I, you know, have to engage before I'm like, okay, no, because I don't want you to be a person that you, at least not on a toxic side or a negative side. I don't want you to be a person you don't recognize.
Can you imagine a world with a Mouse Jones made toxic woman?
Oh, they're out there. Learn my lesson. They're out there.
It's terrifying.
You gotta block those. You gotta make fake pages just to block them on the fake page. Like, which is crazy.
That's like legitimately terrifying.
Yeah, and it's not even just me, right? Like me putting a stamp on it makes that dope is pure. But it's like, as a man, I think that's some part of me. That's some part that I noticed the maturation was like, okay. And I mean, okay, all right, here we go. We're about to get deep. If y'all get a tear, doesn't count. I think that part came from watching my mother. Mm-hmm. My mother's been with my dad, the man who's raised me. He's been with my dad for, since 1996, right? They literally a beautiful love story. They met in, my mom had two kids. My dad had a kid. They met in November. They met in November of 95. February 96, they're getting married in my grandmother's living room. I've had a dad ever since. Never known a day without a dad. I've never not known what it's like to have a model of black love. But I also, coming from a black man, I've always noticed that, right? I've always been able to see that, which may be somewhere deep down, it may be why I'm so stingy with it. Because I, you know what I mean? Like, oh, no, I know how it's supposed to look.
And you know, understand. Now
you don't give that. Yeah, exactly. So on the other hand, I seen how my biological father, who played on and played over my mother and really turned her into someone. I mean, it's the only person I've known, but you know, other people have different, you know, oh wow, that's such and such. Oh wow, she used to be like this. Oh yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So full of life and so full of hope. And you know, I've only known this, I don't want to say hard. No, this, She ain't no joke.
She's tough.
Ain't no slouch. You know what I mean? Like, we was laughing and joking, but I tell people all the time, like, I don't remember last time my mother hugged me. Like, if I hug my mother right now, she gonna go like that. You know what I mean? She gonna look at me crazy. You know what I mean? I'll hear certain back and forths her and my dad have, and I'll be like, yo, why are you talking to him like that? And my dad had to pull me to the side. He was like, son, that ain't, my dad told me he's dealing with the scars and he's dealing with the ramifications and result of my biological father, what he did to my mother. My mother never healed from that.
Shit.
So my mother interacts in a way where it's like, you're not going to hurt me. I'm going to lash out before you lash out. And then, you know, you look at me and you're like, oh, that's why Mouse is like that. That's why he gonna take it to 10 before you take it to 2 and things of that nature. So yeah, I look at that and I say, I don't want to create that.
Yeah.
I don't want some man who ain't do nothing. I don't want no man who been doing the right thing and want to just find a good woman. I don't want him to find a woman that I played over and destroyed. And now he never gets to experience her. He now has to experience
what you've
created. This creation. I don't want to do that. So I am, you know, I know everybody says toxic, but just let me, because at the end of the day, I can control. If I am able to keep you from going past the point of no return, then no matter what happens, I don't ever have to worry about that.
That's real. Goddamn, that's real shit.
Yeah. I just want, you know, I don't know if I have, but I'm pretty sure I said this to you. I was like, when you first told me about Chris, I was just like, just love her, bro. The best thing you could do for Tristan is love her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because, like, they gonna see that, bro. You don't want, like, it's like women, especially all women, because I've only experienced all women. I don't know what it's like to be raised by a white woman. Yeah. All women got to do so much. It's so many intricacies to being a black mother that it's like, you don't want to ruin that with selfishness. You don't want to ruin that. So yeah, I'm always cognizant of that. Yep. This is Guys Next Door. This is what we do.
Hey, welcome to another great episode of Guys Next Door, guys. I knew. Door, this is what you do.
I knew it was some real shit because Che said, when Che do that back, when she do that eye open rock, you gotta. Ooh, I don't even think we're gonna do. Yeah, fuck it. Let's not even do a listen to letter. I think we're good. I think we gave them enough to chew on. But if you do have a listen to letter that you want read on air, make sure you send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. That is guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Make sure you put your own fake name in the subject line, or Che is going to read what's in front of her. Also, if it is a relationship question, doesn't have to be, but if it is a relationship question, please make sure that you send a picture of you in the suitor. So we just know, you know, that we're giving the right advice. I don't want to give ugly advice to a pretty person. Damn sure don't want to give skinny advice to a fat person. I want to keep the scales balanced. You understand me? Make sure you guys. Oh no, which one is it? Am I doing it backwards? I think I'm doing it backwards. Che, you are on the clock.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh, hold on. Let me get the clock ready.
As you guys know, there's the hashtag Chasplanation.
This Chasplanation is probably one of my favorite parts of this.
It is, because now we get to see if she was listening. You know, we flipped the tables at the Guys Next Door podcast. Were you listening to us? Absolutely. We deserve to be listened to. Che, you have 60 seconds to tell us what the fuck this episode was about. Mac, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Guys at home, start the countdown, neighborhood. 5, 4, 3, 2, just plain.
So this episode started off by giving a black man his flowers, the flowers he deserved, the flowers that were robbed of him in the beginning. Kevin Richardson.
Talk about it.
Getting a degree from Syracuse, being the first to receive an honorary degree. So we're not from Syracuse.
That's fire.
From Syracuse. Yeah. Blueface is a burnt ass, just foul.
Nasty.
How do you get burnt that many? I don't even want to talk about it. But this episode is basically about matches. And I know matches tend to be in a negative sense, but there are good matches. There are bad matches. You could have a work match. You could have a relationship match. You could have like a platonic-ish match. We didn't really cover that one, but you know, they exist. We definitely uncovered some things about the potentials of relationships. We covered the potential of relationships, how I don't believe those exist, but there's that misconception that you can build somebody up into this perfect grand vision of what you want.
You're done.
Hey,
come on, Che.
Hey,
you were right there.
Oh, I need to. So I can't right go over. There. Is that the thing? I now have to like time
60
it.
60 seconds.
Just, we only have 60 seconds.
Okay.
60 seconds. If not, it's just a YouTube recap and nobody wants to hear that.
All right, fine. Third time's a charm. I got it next time.
Ooh, heard.
Because I'm gonna set my own timer so I can seize it.
Well, you guys make sure you pray for Ryan for whatever, you know, beautiful beach he's on right now.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Che, for not only being in your proper position in the crib, but stepping into Ryan's position. You know, we don't give you enough credit for all that you do. So on behalf of the guys next door, thank you.
Thank you. We love you.
I love you guys so much.
Guys at home, and ladies, gals, everyone, non-binary, everyone. If you guys would so pleasantly, if you listen on Apple Podcasts, if you'd so pleasantly just, you know, oblige and head over and subscribe and like and leave a comment, a 5-star rating. I'm asking for it. You have not because you ask not. I'm asking for a 5-star rating.
Yeah.
And a comment. Let us know how much you love us. Let us know we're doing a good job. If you're enjoying your Thursday episode, let us know that you're enjoying the current events with the guys next door. Facts. Okay. I am seeing y'all on Twitter. Somebody came up with the neighborhood watch. I didn't like that. It sounded a little policey.
It's a little George like Zimmery. Little George Zimmery.
Yeah.
I
ain't like it. I ain't like it.
Stand my groundish. I'm not.
Didn't like it. Like it.
Gives me
so
hype.
If you have a name potentially for the Guys Next Door Thursday current event episode where we get a little gossipy, you send it to us. Let us know. We already told you, you're not getting a percentage of any motherfucking thing, but we will use that name.
Absolutely.
So yes, we'll see you guys on Thursday. But other than that, make sure you head over to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Make sure you subscribe. Become a patron. Stop being a motherfucking Kimmy Gibbler. Stop being a Hakeem Campbell. Okay? Put some snaps on the motherfucking Patreon. We give you motherfucking free content all motherfucking week. We give you 2 free fucking episodes. The least you could do is go over there and pay for something. Okay? Mac,
hallelujah.
You heard him talking about Christina. He's going to do the compatibility test that Dr. Ish gave us on our Patreon. So go over there and look at that. I don't know. I'm probably gonna put my toe on there or something. I don't know. Whatever y'all into.
I'm not posting that. Posting that on Patreon. A toe? No. That's OnlyFans. If you want me to start an OnlyFans for the show, then I'll put it there. But I'm not putting that on Patreon.
I'm not against it.
That might be our next thing.
It's a pandemic.
It's a pandemic. That's what I heard.
I'm forgetting something else. No, I think I said everything. So. Make sure you follow us on social media, Guys Next Door Pod, on Twitter, on Instagram. If you want to continue the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag Guys Next Door.
Yeah.
And when that all said and done, I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Shay Mills.
And we are the Guys Next Door.
Guys Next Door.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.